Canet del Mar Cultural Association. The current home of the Ateneo de Canet, Canet Cultural Association, came about as the result of the refurbishment of an old mansion house undertaken in 1884. In order to accommodate the Sociedad Ateneo de Canet del Mar Cultural Association, the project was assigned to Lluís Domenech y Montaner. Making use of the structure of the old building, the architect kept the original ground plan and floors and designed two imposing facades. One of the two, the facade that leads onto the Riera de Sant Domènec, could be considered to be the main one. Here we can see a central body consisting of a classic gable and large rose window, in addition to the balcony with four lamps. The secondary facade is located on Carrer Ample. Both facades are joined by a large wrought iron balcony. The use of the wrought iron can be clearly seen in many different parts of the building. For example, the weather vane on the circular tower and the dragons facing off against each other located at the top of the main facade. However, perhaps the most representative use of the wrought iron technique can be found in the decoration of the main balcony. Here, plant motifs are combined with a whole range of heraldry, with the shield of Catalonia, the St. George's Cross, and the shield of Canet, all clearly visible. Canet's shield represents a dog walking on water. It is worth noting how the architect shapes the corner of the building with the construction of a small circular tower that connects the two facades. The tower is topped with a dome that is crowned by a weather vane in the form of a dragon. This creature has its origins in medieval legends and gained significance in the modernist imaginary. Sgraffito is perhaps the most notable technique employed on the building's walls, despite the fact that the current decoration is not original and is in fact a recreation inspired by the originals carried out between 1990 and 1991. Canet's shield can be seen on a small corner tower, flanked by two dragons and with the initials of the Ateneo de Canet, A and C, intertwined with the shield. All of this is accompanied by a five-pointed star, a symbol of the Renaissance of the Catalan nation and linked to the cultural and literary Renaissance movement. If we take a close look, we can see the sgraffito technique employed on both facades. On each side of the large rose window, we can see two feminine representations of night and day. The most interesting use of imagery can be found above the doors and windows on the first floor. Here we can see a number of scenes from the Garden of Hesperides, one of the poems that form part of Atlantida, written in 1877 by Jacint Verdaguer, a friend of Lluís Domenech and Montaner's. Perhaps the most notable example is that of Hercules killing the Ladron dragon in order to acquire the golden apples. The Ateneo has undergone a number of modifications and changes to its use over the years, the last of which involved its conversion into the Pi Gual y Pujades Library in 1999.